meyiloyinami karmika. Even on top of the fats of the keflayim, there's also a membrane around it. So even if you have the fats lying on top of another piece of meat, lechur, its membrane should protect it that the fat should not be absolved in the piece of meat. So it should be mutter also. So Mora says no. The Mora says on top of the testament aleph on top, again, miloy nami karmika, even on top of the fat also there's a membrane around it. So it should be mutter to leave the fats on top of another piece of meat. So what did Amemah say? That it's also, he said, to put the fat, to put the kiflayim on top of a piece of meat. So my answer is, I did the mamash mishra, yodid the tavcho, miftach, that since the tabach and the butchers touch that fat, so therefore with the hands they touch it, it like breaks the membrane. Therefore that fat is not protected. Therefore you should not put that fat on top of another piece of meat. Just the meat that's attached to itself, there's a membrane between the fat and the meat. That does not get broken, and that will protect it, that the fat will not be absolved inside the basa. Rav Yehuda Marav, the Talmud Chochom Tzorech Shel Yilmoid Gimel Dvorim. Talmud Chochom has to know three things. He has to know how to do these three things. That's Ksav, he has to know how to write. It's interesting. Rashi learns Ksav means Lichtoiv, Shedei Lachtem Shemoi, he has to know how to sign his name. Ilu Yoshev Bedin Early Edis, he sits down to be part of a Bezno, to be Edis, and for some, he has to be able to sign his name. Other Pshat and learn Poshim is he has to be able to write. I'll swear to say for Torah, write Mezuzah and a Tefillin, but the Rashi says it means it's time to sign your name. Then Shechita, he has to be sent to make a Shechita. So Rashi says it also means La'am and Yoda to get his hand straight. Afilu Shabaki V'chosav, it's not enough just to know the halachas. But you have to also know practical how to make a shechita. Or mila, also to make a bris mila, also interesting. Talmud Chochem should never do these things. Yeah. Now, Rav Chanina bar Shalmiyo mishmei de Rav Omar, av kesher shel tefillin. Talmud Chochem also should know how to make the kesher shel tefillin. It's interesting. Rashi said it means yesh by umnish also kemoi ois dalet. Like in the back of the shell, yirosh, we make a dalet. Hashin chakuka b'kontet fetefer. The shin is on the tefillin itself, the outside. Uritzua katana kfula tluya ken yud. We have that on the kesher shel yad. There's a little piece sticking out. That's like the yud. And then on the kesher shel rosh, that's like a dalid. So kitzat hamachoch, you know how to make this kesher shel tefillin. And also birchas chasanim. Interesting. You know how to make like to be a mesad kedushin. You should know how to say the birchas chasanim. The tzitzis, he shows how to make tzitzis. Satsa v'chanina yedzva, chanina bashalmya, these things also. Smar v'iduch, how come the first man Yoma did not say these things also? Smar says, hani shchichin, these things are shchichin, it happens often. Like therefore, chur, you don't need a tamachachim for them. Rashi says, hani shchichin means tefillin, the tzitzis, the v'chus v'sanim, mitzuyin toder, hilkach hakol v'kim, but everybody knows how to do it. Therefore, v'yein tzrichim limud, you don't have to learn it, shmiyatz miyibokibem, it's simple. Mashenka, the first three things is not so often, so therefore maybe you won't find some of the people who won't know how to do it, so therefore the Talmud Chochem should know how to do it to help people. Yeah. The Omar Rav Yehuda Mashmuel called Tabach Shen Yedeyehu Cheshchita Oso Lecho Meshchitosei. Any Sheikhet, if he does not know the Alochis, so Chole Pshita, you can't eat from a Shechita. If he doesn't know the Alochis, you have to be afraid, he'll make a wrong Shechita. Now, v'yelu hein hilcha shchita. These are the halachas, the five halachas of hilcha shchita. The five psulim. There are, first of all, shia. That's if you wait. It means while you're shechting, while you're cutting, going the knife back and forth, you're not supposed to wait. Stop. If you stop, that's a psul shia. Drosa. That's not cut it, just press it down. That's drosa. It's also psul. Chalodo. Not later, that's if you stick the knife in the wrong place, like in between the simonim. Azoy, you're just supposed to cut and go back and forth straight downwards or straight upwards, but not to go in between. Hagrama, that's if you make the shchit in the wrong place, like too high up or too low down. That's called hagrama. You made the shchit there in this wrong place. And v'ikr. V'ikr is also like you uproot the simonim. Yeah. Rashi learns, shech lebesh v'posik ha'gurga sarai ikr. Yeah. You pull out the gargaris, you pull out the windpipe. But Iker, it's a big machloek exactly what it is. But instead of cutting it, you first uproot the simonim from its right place, even though it's still inside the animal. That makes also, it's like a treif, it's a shayla, but kopon the shkit is possible. It's not a good shkit. If you oiker, you ripped out the simonim. Instead of cutting them, you ripped them out. So the more I ask the question, my kumash malon, kula teninu, we learned all these alochas of pshita. If it says you have to know, hilcha shkita, pshita. Rashi is kula tenan, b'mas nisen, perek hashrecha, next perek. We have these halachas of pshita. So Mora says, "Le'tzricha the chiddush is she'shochad lefneinu beis v'gimu pomim v'shochad shaper." What's going to be in the case of shochad that shechted two or three times in front of us and did a good job? Is so mad the time I would have thought to say, "Mid iduch shochad shaper hainami shochad shaper." Since he shechted two or three times good, so it must probably now the fourth time, even though we didn't watch him, he also did a good job. Kamashmla no. Kamashmla and Kivun de Loi Gomar, since he does not know the loch as well, so then Zimnin de Shia, sometimes it can happen, he'll make a shchita, and he'll wait in between. The Doris will press down, for Loi Yada, he won't even realize it. Rashi says, and Yadeh Shos Lasus Kain Umachil Lanu. And if he doesn't know it's also, so sometimes it can happen, he won't even realize it. So then he'll give it to us to eat. So therefore, that's the less loch, I'm reviewed on Mashmuel. You can't eat from a sheikhid, his shchita, if he does not know hilcha shchita. Mrs. White of Yom, Rabbi Yudah Mashmuel, ha-tabuch, the sheikhid, tzorech she-yivdoik b'simonim li-yach ha-shchita. Right after he shechs the animal, he has to check out the simonim, like as if to say, to make sure he cut roiv. The shchita is only if he cut roiv of the simonim. So after the shchita, you have to make sure he cut enough. So you have to check it out right afterwards. Om Rab Yosef, Afanan Armitinin, we also learn like this, that Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Im Shoyer Kedei Biker, if you waited, how long it takes to check out. Some say this Gemara later will have. Rashi says, Vu Shir Shir, that's the Shir of Shir of waiting. If you waited Kedei Biker, you wait to check out. Someone says, My love doesn't mean to say Kedei Biker Simonim, it means that that's the time. That how long it takes the sheikhet after the shechita to check out the simonim. So you see, there's such a loch of terrorist bikur that he's supposed to check out the simonim. Omalei Abayi said back, no, loy, hochiyom Rabbi Yechon. This is what Rabbi Yechon said. Kedei bikur chochem, that a chochem has to check out the knife. That time, Rashi says, livdoik hasakin chetabat sorach laharas hasakin chochem. Here, mikur adin, every sheikhet before the shecht, they have to show their knife to the chochem ear. If they cover that chochem, I mean, like, come on, we'll have a gemara later. Even though the tapach himself is a bokin hilchas bedika, still has cover that chochem, he's supposed to show the chochem. Meister today, they're not knowing this way. Meister, they're meichel zeal zeh. Today, they're shoichim checking out themselves. But mikra din, he's supposed to show it to the chochem. So maybe that's what it means. That what's called the shia, how long you wait in between shkita to pasul, kedei it takes to show the knife to the chochem. Mor says, no, that doesn't make sense. Him came to sat the rechlish yurim. It's not going to be one time limit. Like sometimes the chokham lives 2 miles away, sometimes one, sometimes a block away. So it'll all be different type of times. He can't tell me that's the zman of Shia. Eli rather means to say, kadei biker tab chokham. It means when you get to the chokham himself and you show him the knife, how long does it take him to check out the knife? Maybe that's the zman of Shia. It takes him 2 seconds, 3 seconds. So if you wait in between your shechita without moving the knife 2 or 3 seconds, that'll be the psul. So you have no raya that you have to check out the simonim. It could be here, it means checking out the knife. Yeah, now the Gemara says, so therefore there's no proof. But Akopon, that's what he says. He says the halacha is that the shechita has to check out the simonim after the shechita. In other words, the question, loy bodek mai. What's going to be if the sheikh did not check out the simonim after the shechita? He just made a shechita and shein went away, and he thinks he did a good job. So what's the locha? Reb Leza ben Antignis mishum Reb Loza Reb Yanei Oma treifa. V'yasura b'yachila tztak a treifa. We have to be knowing as if it's a treifa, and it's also teat the meat. V'masnisatom the braisi we learned. Nevela or metama b'masa. It's even more than that. It's a nevela. It's like the animal died without a shechita, and it even has tumas masa. So the first man yom says it's only a treif. It's only yosa b'chila. First, it means it has no tuma though. So mashmi said the shechita was a good shechita. So Mer said, "B'maykim if what's the machlokes then?" But the Rafuna, the machlokes in Rafuna's halacha. To Yoma that he says, "Beheima b'chayeho b'cheskas iser emedis." Because when a behemah is alive, like there's an iser even in a chay tidit. So even after shechita, like if you're not for sure that the shechita was kosher, so we leave it b'cheskas the animal still also. Because when a behemah is alive, also it's b'cheskas iser emedis. Ad shivot l'chav eman nishkato. Unless you know for sure how the shechita took place. Nishkato, once you made a good shechita, so that's mata, the animal, now it's muta b'chila. Once you know you made a good shechita, then the locher is harei b'cheskas heter, the animal remains b'cheskas heter, ad shivot l'chav eman nitrifo, unless you know for sure how it became issa. Yeah. So Rashi says what? Behemah b'chayye b'cheskas issa, shrei asur m'shmei b'menachay. This is even menachay. Hilkach emilgut sofet b'shchito, you have no chazaka. Is that what Rashi says? The kids of the behemah is b'cheskas issa remedis. So if you have a sofet, the shchito was good or not, we say it was not good. Yeah. But once you made a good shchita, then it's b'cheskas het until you know what's wrong with it. Telling more so like this. Masova b'cheskas issa kaima. Listen, before the shchita, the animal was also b'chila because eiv menachai. If so, b'hashta meisi, and now it's dead. So therefore, we say that the animal is sofik if the shchita was good. We say no, it's not good. Therefore, the animal is also. Masova b'cheskas issa minun. So therefore, it was b'cheska sisa, means b'cheska the shkita wasn't good. So the shkita was no good, and now the animal is dead, so it has tumas nevela also. That's from the second man of Yom. Umaso, the first man of Yom holds, no, b'cheska iser amrinan. Listen, when the animal was alive, it was also tidit, but it had no tumor on it. B'cheska tuma amrinan, we don't have b'cheska tuma. So therefore, now that the animal, the shkita was done, and we have a suffix if it was a good shkita or not, we have no reason to say it's tamei. So therefore, the Issa still remains, because before the Cheskas Issa. But the Tumas Novella doesn't have, because a Shchita was done. We don't know if it's good or not, but there's no Cheskas Tumma. So we'll say if a cat that didn't have Tumma before, most probably still doesn't have Tumma. So say then the Shchita was good, it took off the Tumma at least. So that's the Machlekes. Gufa, what we just say, Omer Rav Huna, Behema Bechaya Becheskas Issa Remedis, Achivo Dochove Manishkoto, Kozman the animal's alive, there's Nisra Eben Menachai. So until you know 100% the shchita was good, it's a loss. Nishkato, once the shchita was done, now b'cheskas heter emedis, l'shivodochav emanitrefo. If you have a sofik later, but treifa came about, you have to know avade treifa, sofik treifa is muta. For the Gemara of Lema, why don't I say, nishkato hutra? Why don't I say, once you made a shchita, it's hutra? What's the lashon of nishkato? It says what? B'cheskas heter emedis. Should have said, nishkato hutra. What's Lashon Mecheskas? Someone says, Hokamashmalon, the Yafagav, the Yisialad Bereyusa, even though a race or something bad happened to it. Yavashi said, well, the question was, the name of Nishkat Hutra, the Lashon Chazoka Lashayich, El Abadova Sofik. Yavachur here just should have said that once she made a Shchit, it's Hutra. So the Chiddush says, no, even though it came a race, what's the case? Kidaboyi Mine Reb Abba Merafuna. What's going to be Bozev? Let's say a wolf comes. Bozev. V'noto b'nei mayim. And after you made a shchita, he eats up the kishkas of the animal. So now, what's the locha? Like the shaila is, maybe those kishkas had a trefer in it. And we don't know. So Morris says, listen, notal holes nayu. If the zev took it away, it's not here. So we don't clear no sveikis. There's no reisa then. Rashi says, notal holes nayu. For loy chazina b'ushum, we don't see any reisa. Or masvei kikas, why there's no suffix? You made a good shchita. You're supposed to check out the kishkas, the inside. Okay, if you have it. But if the wolf took it away, so there's nothing to check out, so there's no reisa. El around the case like this. Nokav b'nei mayim. There's a nekev. There's a hole in the b'nei mayim. So maho. For the gemara nekev, loy chazina, the nikvinu. Like if we see a hole now, so churavaita, we see clearly the wolf made the hole. So again, what's the shayla? Like he took it after the shchita. So if after he took it and you find that it has a hole in it, we'll say for sure the wolf made the hole. So it happened after shchita. So the animal's still kosher. El the cases like this: not lon v'hechziron kishun nekuvan. What's that? El the case like this: you not lon the wolf took it. The Achzir brought it back. Kishen Kuvim, it has a hole in it now. Mal, Micha Shinim maybe Shema b'Mokem Nekev Nokav Eloi. That's the question. We didn't see it first. Now when it's brought back from the wolf, it has a hole in it. So Shailah is maybe there was a hole there before the wolf got a hold of it. Rashi says, Shehoye Botchila. Maybe the wolf put his teeth into a place where there was a hole there before he did it. Therefore, treifa did not for a darken echem mishmonos a treifasu. There's one of the 18 treifas. If you find a hole in the darken in the kishkis, so that's a sofik. That's called a reisa. Now we have now these bnei mayim that has a hole in them. We have a doubt. Maybe the wolf did it. Maybe it was there from before. So as talocha, if you made a shechita first, so the shechita is matarit. Now you have a sofik. If there's a treifus or not, we say hutra. That since it has a cheskas heta, we leave it with a cheskas heta. That's the chiddush. So in this case, it'll be muta. So now the Gemara says, Eisra, I have a question on you. It says, Alocha, ro, tzipor, ha-menaka b'teina. We find the bird that's knocking away, pecking away at a teinet figs. The achpo, we find the mice, ha-menaka b'avtichim. He's pecking away at the watermelons. Yeah. So it says,